You ready, DZ?
I sure am.
Woo, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, all I can say is when we got this email, it made DZ and I both uncomfortable.
And that's hard to do. We don't get uncomfortable easy.
We are the king and queen of awkward.
I mean, honest, we own our awkward. That's what you got to do.
All right. Bear with me while I read this one on the air. I named her Regina George.
Not instigating at all.
Not at all. That's what I named her. Because she said, please change my name and don't judge before you read. That's how she started the email, everybody.
So naturally, we're going to judge before we even look at it.
So let's get your tea and get ready. Okay, let me just read it. She said, so, Allie and DZ, my best friend, who I live with, and I have always been bigger girls, whatever that means to her. That's what she said. She said, we're both very tall and broad. Over the last year, my friend and I were kind of mean girls, and we would make comments about other people, like, if I ever breathe like that because I'm so big, you better tell me. Or if my arms ever look like that, you better tell me. The list goes on. In the last couple months, I can really see her putting on weight. It's affecting how she moves, how she breathes. I'm genuinely concerned for her health. I've tried recommending us working out, eating healthier, never really getting a response. The last few weeks, I'm really seeing her struggle, but she's not acknowledging it or addressing it. People are going to say it's not my place, but she seriously told me to tell her if it got bad. I want her to be healthy and I care about her. And then she writes in this email, Allie, I've followed along with your weight loss journey and I'm so happy for you. Because of your past, if you were in her shoes, what would you want to hear? I don't want to get involved in this, DZ. And then she ended the email with, am I the jerk if I point it out when she has told me in the past to point it out if it ever got bad? Regina George.
Ooh,
is Regina the jerk? She literally titled it, am I the jerk if I tell my friend she's fat? That was the title of the email. I don't even know where to go.
Because this is not funny.
This is crazy is what it is. And that's the audacity is what blows my mind.
Trying to read past the layers.
Okay, hold on. As somebody who lost a lot of weight, I do say I want accountability. I do say that, DZ. Like, please, I don't want you to be, you don't have to be mean, though.
Right.
And you don't,
right.
There's ways about it. She's claiming that she did all the nice ways. And I'm like,
did you though?
Yeah, but then just, if they didn't work, it's none of your business. Leave her alone, I would say. Why would you tell people to hold you accountable? And then,
I know exactly what you're saying. And I'm going back on the fact that her and her friend had been quote unquote mean girls over the last year. So they should be able to handle that, right? Mean girls should be able to handle mean comments.
If you could dish them out,
you should receive them.
You know what?
And from a person that you love and appreciate and care for, that should be not okay, but it should be better received because you should understand what they actually mean contextually. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Though you might be mean on it, like, maybe they do need to hear that because they told you, if I ever get like that, if I ever
say, yeah.
If I ever start sounding like a baby, come on now. Tell me.
If I'm ever the person I was making fun of, tell me is essentially.
Tell me.
I love what you said because it's like, oh, you sure about that? You sure about that?
Exactly.
You sure about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. You know
sure
what I'm saying?
Because, yeah.
You sure about that?
Sure about that?
You sure about that?
Sure you want to know?
You sure about that?
I don't know.
You sure? You want me to tell you? Because I'll tell you how I can tell you, but you ain't going to like how I'm going to tell you.
No, you're not. Absolutely not. Oof. Okay, 414-533-1037. While I do feel like I can speak on this because of my weight loss, I'm not going to. I have no interest in getting involved in Regina George's mess, okay? No, thank
this
you.
Was
I got,
a
my,
tough, yeah,
I got my own problems, okay? Let the listeners decide.
I'm still healing from my trauma. Y'all go ahead and handle this one.
I got 99 problems and weight loss isn't one at this moment. So hold on. 414-533-1037. You say not a jerk, DZ. Is that which way you're going?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards not the jerk because y'all had this conversation prior. Go ahead, do your thing. Let her know. If she can handle it, she will. If not, you're going to have a new best friend soon.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this one's a doozy, as my grandma used to say.
A doozy, not a knee slapper, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so DZ.
Mm-hmm.
Today's comes from a girl who wanted her name changed, so we named her Regina George.
Naturally.
And she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her friend that her friend's getting fat, because her friend said, I always want to know. And now she says she feels like her friend's doing that, and she doesn't know what to do anymore.
I mean, she says she wants to know. She wants to know. Prove the theory. Prove it. And when she gets mad at you, you can tell her. Then don't tell me you want to know.
Fair. Stephanie is calling this morning in Cedarburg. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
DZ's back.
Yeah. Welcome back, DZ.
Thank you. Happy to be here. You know what I'm saying?
This is a really awkward one, girl.
What
do you think? Is Regina a jerk for telling her friend she's getting fat?
Not a jerk. And the reason I've lost over 100 pounds in the last year and a half myself. Mm-hmm. So weight is such a touchy subject with us women.
Absolutely.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like now when people are telling me I'm too skinny, I'm like, listen.
Right.
People used to do that to me too, but and I would get so mad. I'd be like, can I just be left alone? Like, I lose weight and now I'm too skinny. Now you got something else to say. It just shows people always want to say something negative. Always.
Somebody's always going to feel some type of way. Exactly.
But not about us. Go on. You were saying.
So between best friends, and I have a best friend who's a little heavier myself, and we had a pact too, and none of us said anything. And
I had the same pact and nobody did it. Looky here, DZ.
I saw it in pictures and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought we were going to discuss this when we got to a point and we didn't. So I think she should bring it up and it has to be very gentle and, you know, like, because it is an ugly subject. Mm-hmm. But if she's starting to breathe kind of funny, I mean, it's probably time then that she be told. Mm-hmm. We need to work on this.
Like, hey, you wanted us to tell you, so now we're telling you.
Size aside, y'all, and please tell me if you disagree, but if your breathing difficulty is getting worse, then maybe there's a health concern there. It's not even about your size. It's about the fact that listen, Ma, you not breathing normal. We went up two flights of stairs and you acting like you just ran a marathon. We need to fix this.
Right. We care about you, et cetera. But,
exactly. You know, this isn't about size. This is about, like, listen, you hold on, think. And you want to know when you're feeling unhealthy, right?
Can I just say, though, I do feel like you know when you're gaining weight. Am I wrong? I mean, as someone who I'm well aware of what my body looks, I don't know. Maybe she's in denial. Maybe. But I feel like I'm saying she knows.
She knows.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Let's be honest. People who are usually a little overweight, we all have our own struggles. Yeah. And she knows she's gaining weight.
It's like anything you do wrong. It's like when I show up late, you think I don't know I'm late?
Right.
when my pants are getting a little tight, you think I don't know they're getting a little tight? Of course I know that, right? It's a matter of do I want to face it or not.
But it's such a slow progression that's what happens. You notice it and then you're like, okay, well, I'll do something in a second. I'll do something soon. Well, I'm not going to do anything about it today. Yeah. And then the next day happens and the next day happens. It's a slow progression that you don't see until you go, what happened to me?
Yep.
Whoa.
But DZ, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you don't notice it even though you notice it.
You notice it, but at the end of the day, you don't care until you care. So people could tell you all day, you got to be ready yourself. That's why I'm saying All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that's a huge point.
Stephanie, we could go on about weight loss forever. Let's not, girl. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
She says not the jerk. You too. Bye. She said not the jerk. Bye. Kicks it off.
All right. Cassie's in Sheboygan. Good morning, Cassie.
Hey, what's up?
So we got one not the jerk. Is Regina a jerk if she tells her friend she's getting fat? That was her question today.
Okay, they're both jerks, honestly. Like, I cannot believe that they would be like, yeah, we're self-proclaimed mean girls.
Right.
Like,
that's a real email we got.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, you're asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Women supporting women, like, like you said, she knows that she's gaining weight, and she might have said or agreed to this pact, but nobody wants to hear that, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. You're right.
No, nobody wants to hear it. I agree with that. Absolutely. And like I said, you'll do it when you're ready, not when somebody else tells you. As someone who lost weight, it doesn't matter. There was 1,000 times I could have tried to lose weight. It was when I was ready I did it. So
Just like smoking cigarettes. or, same you know, thing. Stopping to drink alcohol. Like, you have to want it, and it's nobody else's business.
Now
she's bringing up quitting drinking. Now we've gone too far. Nope, sorry.
Okay, Cassie. You're getting crazy now. In any context, when you're looking to make a change for yourself, that's where it starts, with yourself. You can't have anybody say nothing or put nothing in your ear that's going to kick you into gear. You heard me?
That part. We're like motivational speakers today, DZ. Look at us. Just look at us.
Look at us go. Yeah.
Cassie, thanks for calling. We are literally split down the middle now. Have a good day, girl. Yeah.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Last but not least, he earned a theme song in the last few weeks. Welcome to the show, Dan and East Troy.
Good morning, DZ. Good morning, Ellie. Congrats, DZ.
Morning. Thank you, big dog. Appreciate you, man. I got a baby in hand right now.
Oh, my God. I'm watching him. We're on, like, what are we on, Google Meet or something. We're on some FaceTime thing. And I see DZ's holding baby Danny, and he's so cute. Oh, I want to touch his little cheeks. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I have two dudes on the phone who don't care right now. Okay,
We're derailed. Back on the rails.
Let's get back to the meat of the show. Is Regina a jerk for telling her friend she's fat?
No. Her friend asked her to tell her that, and even if it is a hard, touchy thing, she has asked for this advice to be given to her when she needs to be told it. Oof. Now, everyone's right. We all notice ourselves. Even as guys, you know, if we're gaining weight, there's nobody that needs to say it. Like, man, I'm getting a little pudgy around the sides and stuff. But it feels condescending if you go somewhere to eat and, like, oh, you sure you want to eat that extra piece of pie? Like, girl, you know you're getting tight in those clothes. I mean, any which way you kind of put it, somebody's going to feel like you're looking over your shoulder, looking down at you.
Yeah.
There is no nice way to put it, is there?
Right. You just come from a place of concern saying, I am generally concerned not to lose you as my friend. I love you.
Very few people, you know, want to get involved in this debate at all. And to the people that texted in and said, it's karma because they talked about other people. And now she gained weight. That occurred to me, by the way. Because if you get cocky, you're asking for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
DZ's holding a baby. I'm saying, like, it's kind of the same thing as making fun of someone who's overweight, right? Like these girls were doing openly in public. They're asking for it. It gets to a point where you have to stay humble, DZ. That's what I'm saying. If I walk around and I'm like, look at, if I walked around and I was like, look at how skinny I am, people would be like, screw her. Like, you know, you'd be like, almost have it coming because you're just obnoxious.
You'd get annoyed with it.
Yeah. You'd be like, I hope you gain that back because you're annoying. Versus, oh, I'm using this to motivate or be inspirational, the positive way to use weight loss, not the negative ways people get obsessed with their looks, right?
No, I hear what you're saying. For every pound...
She kind of deserves that kind of in a way to gain her weight back, but at the end of the day, for the other woman to be able to say, yeah, I should be able to tell you, she's asked for her to tell her that, though.
Yeah,
true.
So it's like, well, you know what? If you can be mean to everybody else in the world and you think you need to tell your friend, I think you can suck it up and say, hey, you know what? You're gaining weight.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Every pound is karmic retribution for the people you talk bad on.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now your friend needs to lay it down in line and say, hey, guess what? You're the one gaining weight now. And it should be relatively easy because you can tell strangers on the street that they are, right?
Oh!
Yep. Look at that.
And
You
can get out the burn book and mark somebody's name off while you're at it, Regina George.
Get out of here, Doug.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dan and East Troy. You have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Later, fam. So we worked that out.
We did. It's not the jerk, which
the jerk.
Ooh, her friend asked, tell me if I'm gaining weight, and they did.